91.5 WMFO Medford. That is a band called The Sift with their version of Within You, Without You. And that's going back to the live from Studio D, the very best of On the Town with Mikey D, Volume 1, which is still surprisingly available. Just go to Bandcamp. Also in there, we heard some classic stuff from Elixir, Sucker Punch from their Sickwell album, which came out a zillion years ago. Butterscott gave us Do the Nothing from the somewhat disappointing Contractually Obligated follow-up album. It is 11 o'clock. Straight up, 11 o'clock. You're on the Town with Mikey D. My name is Joel, and we are here every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. If you are in a band and you just want to get some airplay and you just want to get invited to come up and talk about stuff like John and Tist His Tasks, all you need to do is... Well, there are two things that you can do. You can send us your CDs, your product, your vinyl, your wax cylinders. Oh, we don't have a wax cylinder player, so that might be a problem. And send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. And write Attention Joel Simkus or write Attention On the Town with Mikey D. And it's as simple as that. And if you want to reach out and maybe book an interview or whatever, you can reach out on the Facebook. We're on the Facebook On the Town with Mikey D. You can also reach out to my Joel Simkus Facebook page directly and we can get you there. Or you can send us an email at OTT, that's OTT for On the Town, at sonicenhancement.com. Yeah. So, 1101, 91.5, WMFO Medford. I'm going to read a PSA, and then we're going to get back to some more local music, because we are all about the local music. Love the music. You know, I won't lie. John, you can get on this,
yes,
right? So, we were talking off the air about, our various and sundry different touring experiences. I'm going to say this. You can disagree with me. I just want to see what you're taking as. You know, we've been around to many places, many scenes. I still think... Yes. That Boston has the best music scene on the planet.
Yes, I would agree.
You know, I mean, I might not like everything that's going on. I mean, nobody likes it when clubs close.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the adventurous, the diversity of the variety of styles, the level to which people put into their craft. You know, I just feel like every time I do a gig in New York, I always have like, this is the band that always opens up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay. The lead singer thinks he's Iggy Pop, weighs about 90 pounds and has his shirt off. The drummer has a case of Rolling Rock right behind his drum seat and looks like he just got off the assembly line. The guitar player looks like he was in Rock Set for 25 years. And the bass player looked like he just left the job at the bank, and he's wearing khakis. And it sounds like exactly what you think those four elements would sound like.
Yes.
But you know, Boston just has so many interesting things. So many bands, so many great bands.
Yeah. Well, LA has a similar thing, a different look, but everyone is like sort of there's a Guns N' Roses hangover going on.
They always seem to be like 5 to 10 years behind what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I went to the first Poptopia, which is the International Pop Overthrow. Mm-hmm. And went out there in the 90s with a band called Pie Wacket, which are very popular around here locally.
Yeah.
And like all the other bands are like playing like the Rembrandts, like, you know, this like very slick commercial Beatlesque poppy, yeah, stuff. Which
the Rembrandts, is that the Friends theme?
Yes. Which Boston was doing 5 years before that.
Yes.
You know, and the first, I remember the first time I went to LA, it reminded me of the old school, like heavy metal days at the Rat in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's wearing the bandanas on the mic stand, and, you know, saying, hey, y'all, what's every time somebody gets on a microphone in a rock club, all of a sudden they're from the South. Hey, y'all, how you doing tonight?
I've never done that.
You know, I mean, Mick Jagger sounds like he's from the Deep South. How y'all doing tonight? He's not anywhere as far removed from the South, yeah, as possible. Anyway, so PSA time. You want to read a PSA, John?
Sure.
All right. We're going to let John Surrett
just read this.
Read a PSA, yes, from top to bottom.
Ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
There you go. That is very, very expertly read, read there. So you're getting a little into it, a little angsty. 91.5 WMFO. Oh, we're just having some good times. This is normally we'd have a band right now. But because I'm hosting, you know, obviously we can't have a band this week. But I hope everybody's having a great New Year's Eve day, night, wherever you are, first day of 2020. And, you know, we have this to play. I love this. This is a new song from Reverse. Rest in peace, but we love their new album. This is called October from the album What's Your Problem? 91.5 WMFO, Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Fezalicious. Yes. Smitty from Just a Modern Guy. We also heard What About Naomi with Hard Task at Hand from the album Artifiction. Reverse gave us October from the album What's Your Problem. You're on the Town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. We just have a couple of songs left for this edition of On the Town. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's a life-saving message from your friends here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. And let's continue with something from Dear Leader. Erin Perino from Sheila Divine has another project coming up, and we're getting psyched for that. But in the meantime, let's check out Dear Leader and Culture Vultures. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Get my financial advice from a raconteur. Ask a simple question. Questions do or die. The devil's in the answer. I'm just a modern guy. Change, but I inspection, the truth I can't deny. The time has come to declare I'm just a modern guy.
They say it's all about her. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Going back to the Handsome Devils album, the Devil's Twins giving us How Perfect Is It That It's Raining. Also in there we heard Tom Baker and the Snakes from the album Lookout Tower with High and Tight. Dear Leader gave us Culture Vultures, and we started off with an inadvertent double whammy of Smit E. Smitty, Just a Modern Guy, and Fezzalicious from the Just a Modern Guy record. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Joel. You're on the town with Mikey D. And next week, I believe Angel Wood is going to be our host. And we've got all kinds of fun stuff happening as well. When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org. Okay, I don't know what that means. Yeah, for more free ideas on how to save, feedthepig.org. Public service announcement from the Ad Council and your money-making friends here at 91.5 WMFO. So we're going to do a couple more tunes for you, and then we will go on to the midnight hour with the second day of 2020. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed your first day of 2020. I sure did. And for all of you out there, if you want to get some airplay, send us a CD. Send us some CDs. Send us a product to WMFO, P.O. Box 65. Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, and you can write Attention Joel or Attention on the Town with Mikey D right on the envelope, and we'll get that, and we will play it, because that's what we do. We play local music. And if you want to reach out and talk about doing an interview coming up and promoting some stuff or playing, send me an email at OTT, that's OTT for On the Town, at sonicenhancement.com. That's OTT at sonicenhancement.com is the email address. And we'd love, love, love to hear from you. We're very excited. This has been a great, great week for music, despite the holidays. Lots of great musicians. This is a great, great scene. We're very happy to be part of this show, part of this scene. We've been doing it now we're on our 31st year of On the Town with Mikey D. And we don't really want to stop going. We're going to keep going. And tune to us every week, Wednesday, 9 to midnight. Yeah, On the Town with Mikey D. And let's see. Let's play something from Justine and the Unclean. Yes, from the album Heartaches and Hot Problems. This is called Monosyllabic Man. It's Justine and the Unclean on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
Don't you say station another day. We destroy the government, we're destroying time. No more problems on the way. I'm through, doctor, we don't need your kind. The other ones, ugly ones, stupid boys, wrong ones. I'm all alone, so why? We're destroying time. No more problems on the way. I'm through, doctor. We don't need your care. We are the ones, ugly ones, stupid boys, wrong ones. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones. All in one and one and all. All in one and one and all. I'm all alone, so are we all.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. From the album Hogwash, that's Super Zero going back to 2001 with a track with their cover of Clones by Alice Cooper. We also heard Justine and the Unclean Monosyllabic Man from the album Heartaches and Hot Problems. And at just a couple minutes before midnight, we're going to say adieu. Thank you for listening on The Town with Mikey D. Each and every Wednesday, 9 to midnight, we want to thank the folks from Tis Tis Task and, of course, the legendary John Surratt coming down, talking about stuff on a day where we don't usually have people coming down and talking about stuff. So that's kind of cool. So keep it tuned right here, 91.5 WMFO, each and every Wednesday on The Town with Mikey D. My name is Joel, and we're going to leave you with Happy Little Clouds. This is called Leave It Up. You're on The Town with Mikey D. We'll see you next week, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.